This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 338 for Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts chopped around both sides of unchanged and volatile activity today, but were higher at the final bell. The nearby May contract up $18.80 at $803.90 per ton. New crop November, though, only up $3.50 at $629. Futures bounced around both sides of unchanged throughout the day, with adjustments to the intermonth spreads a feature. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some spillover pressure on canola, but the Canadian oilseed saw some independent strength. Weakness in the Canadian dollar today was somewhat supportive, but ongoing concerns over tightening old crop supplies were the key driver propping up the canola market. Meanwhile, dry conditions across much of the prairies ahead of spring seeding also underpinned the new crop contracts. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat both moved higher. Soybeans down 10 cents in the May contract at $14.08 per bushel. Soybeans had started the day on a firmer footing, but moved lower in sympathy with soy oil, which dropped sharply. Monthly census data showed 167.5 million bushels of soybeans were shipped out of the U.S. in February. That marked the first month of the crop year to date that exports didn't hit a new record, but they were still the largest for the month in 5 years. The advancing Brazilian harvest and early expectations for bigger South American crops next year also weighed on prices. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released Friday. While that report is unlikely to contain much market-moving news after the acreage data out last week, pre-report positioning was still a feature. Corn, it moved higher, taking some direction from wheat today. May corn up 6 cents at $5.60 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production came in at 975,000 barrels per day. That was up by 10,000 from the previous week. Stocks of the renewable fuel tightened to 20.6 million barrels, their lowest level in nearly 5 months. Wheat futures, they are higher today with the biggest gains in Minneapolis spring wheat due to dryness concerns in the northern plains. Chart-based positioning after recent losses were also supportive. However, rising production estimates out of Ukraine did put some pressure on values. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in the May contract at $6.25 per bushel. Kansas City up 7 cents in May at $5.63 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up a penny in the May contract at $6.16 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.